Good morning. It's Friday, January 24th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Cybercrime investigators searched a South Carolina home in a nationwide effort to track down suspects accused of stealing more than $200,000 from a Florida school board. On Wednesday, federal agents searched the Greenville home of a man who has been indicted in the scheme. The FBI has arrested two other suspects in Detroit and Puyallup, Washington. Prosecutors say the crew used a website to trick a school board financial administrator, then used the information to obtain credit cards from a bank that does business with the Sumter County School Board in Florida. Authorities say the suspects then went on a major shopping spree. South Carolina lawmakers don't appear ready to debate a bill this session that would ban nearly all abortions, but abortion opponents are pushing some other related restrictions. Yesterday, a small group of Republican senators on a party-line vote approved a bill that would ban the using of tissue from aborted fetuses in research, making it a felony to buy or sell the remains. The bill now heads to the full Senate Medical Affairs Committee. Democrats promise to fight this bill, too, if it gets to the Senate floor. South Carolina lawmakers are reopening a search for candidates for four regulator seats on the state's utility board after the initial search only turned up six qualified candidates. Yesterday, the House passed a bill reopening the races for spots on the state Public Service Commission in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 7th congressional districts. The proposal has already passed the Senate, and the governor's office says he will sign it. The legislature's Public Utilities Review Committee held hearings earlier this month to review the qualifications of 17 candidates to be regulators and found 11 of them not qualified, including current board member Swain Whitfield. Candidates who withdrew from the race or were found not qualified cannot run again. The Greenville News newspaper is reporting 56 full-time lecturers and 15 senior lecturers at Clemson University received pay raises last Thursday. University spokesperson Joe Galbraith says the move raises the minimum salaries for all lecturers and senior lecturers to $40,000 and $42,000, respectively. According to a November report to the Board of Trustees, about 25% of lecturers and senior lecturers account for Clemson's overall faculty. The city of Greenville is one step closer to a major redevelopment project downtown that's been argued over for months. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this report.
The city is looking to turn 37 acres of public land into an ambitious housing and redevelopment project downtown. The city council greenlighted the first of two votes on the project Wednesday night, a $1 billion build-out vision for the University Ridge and County Square neighborhoods. The project is a mix of office towers, shops, luxury apartments, and hotels, with some acreage set aside for affordable housing and green space. This is the same project that was met with massive public outcry in October. Opponents criticized the plan for its sprawl and scale, but the Greenville News reports that several months of negotiations and compromises have made the project much more popular. The final zoning vote is set for February 10th and could include the city's plans to sell 32 of the 37 acres for a premium price. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
The Savannah Food Company is recalling some of their cornbread dressing and bread stuffing products due to a possible listeria contamination. The company used egg products from Elmark Foods, which has had recalls due to listeria concerns. The dressings have been sold under the names Savannah Classics, Morrison's, and Piccadilly, and have been distributed in 9 states, including here in South Carolina. Checking on gas prices as we head into the weekend, the price for a gallon of regular is down a penny from last week here in South Carolina. According to AAA Carolinas, the average price here in the Palmetto State is at $2.27. Nationwide, a gallon of regular gas is at $2.53, also down a penny from last week. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.